This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
It's business success tips.
Woohoo!
With Lee and Andy, who's not here.
Yeah,
and Paul's still here.
Yes, that's true.
And I'm still here.
Yes, we're all still here except Andy. Poor Andy.
Stapled gut. Oh well.
Yeah, we really miss him, but he's out for the count.
Yeah.
Out for the count.
He'll be back next week.
That's true.
Yeah,
we promise.
Yes,
so I decided this podcast should be about a day in the life of a consultant sort of thing. Like, what do we actually advice do we actually give people during the day? I mean, what do people pay us ridiculous amounts of money? I mean, I actually get $500.
I play golf today.
That's true. You play golf.
Consultants play a lot of golf.
They play golf. Really? That's true.
It depends on the consultant.
You don't get to play golf in your line of consulting, Lee?
In my line of consulting, golf would not accomplish the goal, no.
You look a little pale, Lee. You need to get out of that sunshine.
However, dinner at a Mexican restaurant with margaritas accomplished a lot tonight,
there we
so
go.
That works.
There we go.
Yep.
So
we need to combine the two.
I
golf
was with one of my favorite
margaritas.
Clients, so that
That's
was good.
So I tell you about my client little meetings today, JC and I had, and then we can go into yours.
Did you get to have margaritas?
No, I didn't.
No, there's no margaritas.
No, she tried. No, I didn't. We play golf.
Oh, okay. Well, that
so
sounds just fine.
So the first meeting started bright early at 7 o'clock this morning, and it was with a plumbing company.
I know. You woke me up when you were leaving.
I did.
I have a complaint.
Okay, fine.
So just so our audience knows that on Tuesday and Thursday nights, or Tuesday and Wednesday nights every other week, Paul and JC stay with me.
We
at
come
Lee's
out
house.
From our ranch in
and
the country.
Really, yeah, they come out from their ranch in the country and they stay in the big city of Lee. And they're very, very, what's the word I'm trying to say? Accommodating in the morning. They don't flush the toilet, so they don't wake me up. So when I get up to pee, there's.
Hey,
there's pee in the toilet.
Just so you know, that is always.
So guys,
him.
It's okay if you flush the toilet.
Okay, fine.
However, it's the going down the stairs loudly that really gets to me.
Just so you know, that's always him.
So okay, that's how my day starts.
We'll flush the toilet and walk softly.
Leave my shoes downstairs and I piss in the shower.
I needed to hear that.
I bet you feel better.
Oh, no. Well, why? You shower right after he does.
Well,
all right.
Washes down the drain. Okay.
Okay, so that's how our day started,
getting. And then we move on.
I'm all about honesty.
Okay, so we drive in our little car.
I drive.
You drive.
You sleep.
I sleep.
Oh,
and the first meeting is at 7 o'clock in the morning with a plumbing company. And this
he
little,
talks, I sleep.
And the plumbing company, little company, they do about 3 million.
We already talked about plumbing.
Excuse me. And so their issues are, like a lot of companies, is they either don't have enough guys to do the work, i.e. plumbers, or they don't have enough work to keep the guys busy.
They need more Marios and Luigis.
So they're always going between, well, I can't keep the guys busy, and secondly, I have so much work that I haven't got enough plumbers.
So are they making money or no?
Well, now they are. And the key to this is I tell them always recruit. And you should actually build a database of plumbers. I mean, they have these – the last 15 years they've gone through all these plumbers. Do they keep their names? No. Do they keep track of them? No. Do they have a database they can work from? So
see, it's an excellent point, because if you have a list of people who want your people's job, then if your people try to, you know, bend you over a barrel and say, I think I want more money, or like, I think I want it, they don't have any power, because you're like, okay, see those five people? They want your job. You can either go back to work and enjoy your job, or I'm going to give it to one of them. And that helps keep control of your employees, so they don't have control of you.
Right. It avoids raise my black man.
Did you say they needed a database?
That's right.
Oh, just kidding.
Right.
You want another job, Lee?
No, it's okay.
That's right. So what they should do is collect all the employees, keep track of the employees, keep relationship with them, always keep recruiting. So they have way more people than they need. But the problem is they stop. They get enough people and they stop recruiting. So if you have a small business, never stop looking for people ever.
What's the other
What's
thing?
What's the boo for? Why'd you boo?
To not stop looking for people.
Okay.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense to me. Okay.
And he's a little better at the sound effects than you know.
That's right. So, anyhow.
There you go. Just helping you out. That's
so, anyhow, if you have a small business, always keep looking for people.
And what's the other thing you should always keep doing?
Selling.
Yeah.
So, So what happens is they don't have a database of people that they can call on because they haven't kept their names and kept track of them, keep the relationships going. And then on the sales side, they haven't kept clients and they haven't sold all the time. So if you
but
have a
wait,
small business.
My schedule is full. Should I not just stop and do the work and stop selling?
No, you should keep selling your little buns off.
What? But why is that? My schedule is full. I could not possibly take on work right now.
Then raise your prices, and that's a better way to slow down than stopping selling.
You mean I could hire more people and do the work quicker and charge more, and then I could market more?
You almost had it there.
I'm too silly for my damn self.
I don't think you
That's right. South Park has nothing to worry about. So, so what you need to do is keep selling all the time, keep recruiting all the time, because actually doing the work's not a big deal. So that was our first meeting going sell.
Depends on if you're the one doing the work or not.
The other thing I told them to do, which was they should be more selective on how they screen people. And there's a psychological test you can give people that I suggested they do, plus a practical test.
A psychological test?
It's called a DISC. Profile.
What do you have
Isn't
to
that
do?
Right?
It's a DISC profile.
Yes,
a what?
It's a DISC profile.
A DISC profile.
What does that mean?
It's some online test. So, like, say you have a guy who you love who's, like, your star employee. Say, you know, you're the British whatever and you have 007. You want another 007. So you have 007, take a psychological profile. And then when other people come in to be secret agents, you can say, hey, you match up to 007. You're probably a good guy for the job.
See. We should do that here.
That's right.
Lee, you're fired.
Lord knows. Lord knows we all should be replaced.
That's true. So you do it. So you find, JC's right, you find the right kind of people and you match that personality type. You know, it's like assertive versus passive and analytical versus creative. And you want to be in the right place on
the
matrix.
Sane versus crazy.
Sane versus crazy.
So this is an online test?
Yeah.
Could
yeah.
I take it?
Yeah.
Would I pass?
Everybody passes. There are no wrong answers.
It's a test you can't fail?
Yeah.
That's my
I'll
cut.
Take that.
It just says, well, like between assertive and passive, whether you're a real assertive or passive person, or, for example, whether you're creative or analytic, that kind of thing.
Wow.
So
I wonder what you are.
I'm assertive, creative, and I'm not analytic.
Sounds dangerous.
I'm definitely not analytic. So, screen the people better. Make sure they do pre-employment physicals, because in California, people can really let you have it by claiming huge workman's comp claims, and you can't ask them if they had workman's comp before, so sometimes people make a profession out of just going from workman's comp claim to workman's comp claim.
And if you're out there doing that, shame on you.
I have this pain in my gut. I think I might have gallstones.
Getistas.
Hey, I can save you money. I'll take those out right now.
That's right.
No hospital for you.
That's right.
We got a staple gun.
That's right.
Ow!
So you should give pre-employment physicals, because the doctor can ask, you know, questions that you can't, like, have you ever played workman's comp? Do you have a back problem? Blah, blah, blah.
Got it.
Therefore, you aren't hiring people that are going to go out on you and cause huge claims immediately.
Wow, that's a really good suggestion.
So
anybody out there that hires people, man, I hope you heard that one.
So do a pre-employment physical, do a psychological test, and test them on their ability to, like, be plumbing. You know, how can they – do they weld well? Do they, you know, do copper, you know, that kind of stuff.
What about, like, personality stuff? Do you get to test people on how well you get along with them?
Yep.
Well, that's part
There's
of the personality.
There's even a test
profile.
For how honest people are.
Liar.
No. So there's a lot of stuff out there that's pretty inexpensive. It's just canned stuff. You can do it for, like, $100 a pop. So when you find somebody to really like, the principle is keep looking, always advertise, always be out there, always have a flow of people coming in. Be selective, only pick the good ones, so you have a constant flow of really good people. And so if somebody, either you don't like them, they screw up, or for whatever reason they need to go, you've got a better person to replace them. That makes it
easier.
That's right. Lee, you know, I've got somebody that wants your job, except they won't take your pay.
That's right. Yeah, they won't work for
they
free.
They won't work for free.
What's up
if
with
you
that?
Would
it's
like,
costing you money to be here.
Sure. Yeah, I was just going to say, I should pay people to work here, but I do.
That's true.
If you would like Lee's job and are willing to pay to have it, please send your resume.
It's me. That's right. We're looking. SCS.
Hey. Good thing that's my email.
No, that's true. You can send it to Paul at Conscious Insights.
No.
If you don't want if you want Lee's job, it's available.
If you want my job, it's available too.
That's right. We're always trying to look for new people.
That's
new
right.
talent. So there's that. On the other side, you keep sell, sell, sell. You're always out there creating relationships with clients. These are the people that I had the famous lunchbox sell.
The what?
Well, what happened was there was this guy, client they had, big contractor, who was way into Lance Armstrong and bike racing and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was these super...
Tour de France, 8 times.
There was these special Lance Armstrong sort of lunchboxes that he really didn't approve but sort of got that revealed.
Oh,
okay.
Bootleg. Lunchbox. Like,
They were like special...
In.
Like
bootleg,
kitty things, you know.
Lance Armstrong, gotcha. Lunchboxes. It became collector's items.
Instead of Spider-Man. It's...
Right. There's only a couple of them out there, and they're really hard to come by, blah, blah, blah. So for whatever reason, my client actually got one of these lunchboxes, right? So he knew this guy's a Lance Armstrong fan. So he went out there and gave him this Lance Armstrong lunchbox. The guy went nuts. He went, oh, my God, this is great, great, great. And he, like, got $500,000 worth of work from this guy because of the lunchbox.
Wow.
So it's like
so that's the lunchbox lesson.
That's the lunchbox lesson.
So find out what your clients and people what kind of lunchboxes they like.
That's right.
And get them.
Don't let them eat your lunch. Anyway, so
my
keeping marketing and keeping recruiting
Check.
All the time
we
is
got
important.
That.
Now tell them about our meeting with the Mr. Foundation guy.
Oh, Art.
Yeah.
He's the
can't mention any names.
Oh. Yeah, Bartholomew?
That was Slim.
Bartholomew, right. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
He's a great client. He's
one
of my favorite
clients.
He's
highly
clients.
Coachable because he's one of those great people. Like, he's kind of, you know, a solid guy. And, like, he's not a brilliant guy, but he's kind of just kind of your blue-collar worker, down-to-earth kind of. A
lot of street smarts.
Street smart, likes to go skiing and, you know, play golf and that kind of stuff. And he's one of those great people who knows what he does not know. So we go in there, and it's basically he's just an open book of, that's a great idea, and he just does it. He doesn't argue. He doesn't say, well, that's not going to work, or he doesn't say, well, I'm not sure about that. He just does it.
Or how come this doesn't work, or my friend tried it, or I've heard about that before. He just does it. And it works.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo!
And so he's just cruising right along. He has tons of business. He's finding people's easy. He's just like... He's pretty much just on cruise control because he's got a sweet deal and he has good percentages.
The thing
and all
we talked about,
he
sounds like he's a happy guy.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Yeah.
And so what happens is that one of the issues in his business, he's only got one salesman, right? Which is not good because if that salesman goes away, you have no salesman,
right?
And he also showed him the principle that what happens, you make money in business, and it depends how much gross profit you can generate against a fixed overhead. So, for example, if he and happy has to be booked out 6 weeks in advance. That is not good because what happens is if he could had more crews, he could do that more work in a shorter time, therefore making more gross profit against the fixed overhead.
Kind of like me.
So It was not good if he booked that far in advance.
Right.
So I said, besides
it's
that.
It's real secure, though. It's
well,
security.
No, it's not secure because what happens is you get too far in advance, people don't want to use you. They use somebody else so they can get there faster.
And the last thing you want is their reputation. Oh, those guys, yeah, they're good, but they're way too busy, so don't even bother calling them.
Right. So what I told Art, I said we need two things. First is, let's get another crew on right away because you're booked 6 weeks in advance. That's way too in advance. And if we hire crews, he's already got the truck and stuff out there. He says it's variable overhead. If it gets slow in the winter, you lay off the crew. It's not like, you know, he's going to buy a new building. So we figured out if you put on another crew, it nets another couple $100,000 a year to the bottom line, which isn't bad. So he said, great, I'll start. And then I told him to automate his whole customer relationship management thing so he could actually be available like 24/7 with an answering service to answer people. He does drainage stuff, so people have emergencies.
Right.
And he said, fine, I'll do that. I said, you need to get a computer. You need to keep track of all these people. You need to debate it. He goes, fine, I'll do it. He just does it all.
You need more clients like that.
It's amazing. It's like it takes no time, no effort. I mean, you get it done in like 20 minutes. You know, I'm done. It's like so – anyway, we said you need to, you know, get a crew. He goes, fine. Then we see the other sales guy because what happens is the one guy, sales guy we have is getting burned out. And he's also booked like 6 weeks in advance. And that's 4 weeks in advance. So it's way too far to wait for people to have somebody give him an estimate.
Right.
So he says, okay, I'll hire a sales guy and I'll put on another crew and it'll make him another like a couple of grand a year. Boom, just like that.
Wow.
He just does stuff.
I should do that.
It's true. He just does stuff.
Just do
it.
So.
He is a great client, very coachable, and so far, the other thing that doesn't work for business is we could send down another mailing. He goes, my God, if I mail, people will call, and I'm screwed because I can't do it. I go, that's never a good sign. If you're a small business and you're figuring out how to turn off the spigot because you've got too much business, there's something fundamentally wrong with your business. Because businesses should be able to grow, and you should have a system that allows you to do that.
I just give my business away to other people.
You can do that.
Yeah, it works.
But the point is, if you're trying to build a business, not just own a job like you do.
Burn.
Hey, look, I own a job, too. Except for the mortgage company and other business I have to be in, I own the consulting.
You own more than one job.
I own four jobs, that's right. And a couple companies and four jobs. So, anyway, what you want to do is we're trying to deal with this client, this financial guy, so he won't have to be there. So it'll make, as he gets big enough, hits inertia and has a couple people selling, all these crews doing their thing, all the systems in place, he doesn't have to be there and it keeps producing money. So he owns a business instead of a job.
That's what we're going to do here.
Inertia.
That's the plan. So he was a very coachable guy. And I think one of the rules in business is you want to think in terms of how can you replace yourself. And we said a long time ago, if you leave and the business stops, you own a job. If you leave and the money continues, you own a business. And most people just own jobs. They own small businesses.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, some principles there. That
cool.
is, make sure if you're booked too far in advance, you take it out in money instead of time. And you don't depend all your selling on one person because that's not a good idea. You got to have some backup because you don't want to have anybody in the business you can afford to lose or can't afford to lose, including yourself. So.
So true.
Do you have any comments there?
Keep going.
Keep, Mr.
No, he's that's pretty much covered.
Okay, so Lee, it's your turn. How's your consulting client go today? What happened with them?
Well, hold on. Let me get situated.
Don't sit on your head.
Also, we do have one other thing. Our contractor guy, who's gone up $1 million at least in sales because he started working on relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And he has a bunch of hot designers he works with.
Yeah.
And he's become their good buddy, and they give him tons of work.
Fantastic. He's doing wonderful.
He's doing a great job.
Doing a great job, living the life, living the dream.
Yep.
There you go. Well, my biggest experience with consulting today just really had to do with going out to dinner with one of my clients, who I seem to become good friends with all my clients.
Mm-hmm. That's why you keep
which
you
is
keep
really
it.
Terrific. I mean, it makes right. the job so much more fun.
And that's the key to it, my friend.
Yeah.
Relationship.
Yeah, we went out and had a great Mexican dinner, margaritas, and we talked about everything, and it was just a lot of fun. And even when we're working together, we're throwing ideas around. We're coming up new ideas for mm-hmm. systems. And it's just a lot of fun. I just really like that a lot. And I think that anybody who is out there with a business of their own, whether it's consulting or whatever it is, you've said it, Paul, relationships.
And,
I mean, it makes everything work.
And in life, if you treat people well, people will treat you well.
I mean, it's a heck of a thing to say, but in some ways, if you're better at relationships than you are at what you do for a profession, you're ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
That's
it's not all about job skills.
As we talked in our last podcast a little bit about what's in it for me, I believe if you don't look at people and what's in it for me and what they can do for you.
Definitely.
And you truly figure out, as JC said once, I thought it was very profound, you can tell a character of a man by what he does for somebody that can't help him.
No, you can... You judge a character of a man by how he treats people who can do nothing for them.
So that makes all of his characters.
That's right. That's right.
Because they use it a lot. They use it a lot when, like, in scouting, like college football players for pros, you know? They go to, like, the equipment guys and the stuff who have, like, who can really do nothing to further their careers at all and see how they treated those guys. Because you get a lot about their character. Because everyone can suck up to people who could do stuff for you. Everybody's good at that.
I don't think everybody is good at
that. Well, a lot of people are a lot better at that.
Yeah.
But you're good at just treating everybody nice, you know.
Well, everybody treats me nice,
That's the truth. But a lot of people, they treat people differently. Like, if you could do something for you, then they're like, oh, you know,
right.
I'm going to help you. I'm going to be nice to you, blah, blah, blah. And, like, to people, like, who can't do anything, like a bum on the street, you're like, don't. Look at me. Go away.
Yeah. Well, that's all transparent, though. I mean,
well, it's sort of the do unto others thing. It is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, for me, my business, what my business is all about, I do it for free. I mean, really,
I do
it for free. I love what I do.
We're doing this for free. What the hell?
Yeah, we love it.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah. I think the point is to not make money, but it is to be of service. And as long as you can be of service, it's the most valuable thing on the planet. I know a guy right now who basically does not. He has not found a way to be of service to others, and he's extremely unhappy. And so that it's real important to do that.
And if you sincerely from your heart, I think that's true. If you're looking at what you can do for other people without what's in it for me,
right?
And you truly figure out how to serve other people, you'll be happier, and the money shows up.
It's a karma thing, and
you, the it, money show. I've never had problems with lots of money problems.
Yep.
So if you want a simple way to help someone, just have a conversation with them. The simplest service
you
on
did
earth.
That today.
Talk to someone. People love it.
Right. You paid attention to them.
Yeah.
Because I think that everybody's looking for love and appreciation.
Yeah.
I believe that's a fundamental driver.
We love you out there.
Yes, we love you. And if you can show love and appreciation to people.
You're all choked up over here.
That's right. It actually, you know, there's all this sort of, maybe it's an old saying that you get more out of giving than getting. But I think it's true. I mean,
yeah.
You know why they're all cliche old sayings? It's because
they're
true.
True.
They test this. Or,
test of time.
Yeah, that's
yep.
the one.
Right, they do.
Yep. Yep. I
so
agree.
It's a doing to other things. So in business, I mean, you can go into a restaurant, and I can tell you who the owner is. And if the owner is doing it because, oh, my God, this guy's going to leave a big tip or whatever, or these owners doing it just because he likes to do it, you can tell.
Yeah, well, think about the waitresses. What waitresses get the biggest tips? It's the ones that are having the most fun mm-hmm. that are most personable.
Right.
End of story.
And the good ones, I mean, some like orgasms, I guess I can fake it, but some you can really tell. Just enjoy. It isn't about getting a big tip.
Yeah, well, you right. could tell people just genuinely.
Sincere.
Sincere.
And they really want to help.
Relationships with people.
Right.
Yep.
And, you know, if you find a bum on the street or a homeless person, you know, give them $5 or $10. Make their day.
Well, as long as they're in some other city when you give them the money.
<I see. laughs> Other than Santa Rosa.
So don't give money to homeless in Santa Rosa.
But it,
oh, my God, they might stay.
Give them bus tickets to
well, your car. No. I was in another town, and they're going, man, the homeless people are flocking here. They're giving them bus tickets. I'm thinking, oh, no.
That's right. Give a bag lunch and a bus ticket and say,
catch you later.
That's right.
Yep, have a good day. Oh, man, that's no good.
So,
all right. So
in business, so treat people well.
The tip for the day, the business tip for the day, is to be sure that you are genuine
yeah.
and you're helping your clients.
Especially
and the
when
people
you're
you work
talking
with.
To gatekeepers,
keep recruiting
like
and keep selling.
And, stuff.
And have a good time.
There you go.
If you don't, if you're not having a good time, go do something else.
Makes sense to me.
Party on, Paul. Party on, Lee.
Bye.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
Hey, this is Sean Daly, and I hope you'll join me at Tech Exec Casts, a bi-weekly technology podcast where I speak to top executives from tech industry leaders and innovators to find out their perspectives on the industry and their secrets to success in the marketplace. Show guests include executives from top social media and social networking companies, internet marketing firms, enterprise software developers, and more. Search iTunes for Tech Exec Casts, one word, or go to www.techexeccasts.com.